Well, effectively, what I'm calling for, Greg, is that the County Council call together all the groups that are providing public transport at the minute, and we see what's on offer, and that we try and put together a cost-effective rural transport system for the people of Donegal.
This would be internal. Who would operate it?
Well, and that's what we need to sit down. I know there's a group set who are organised in the county in relation to community transport. We have a number of private operators, and then we have Bus Éireann. So I think it's about bringing all of them people together, the people who provide the transport, and sit down with them and see if we can get a meaningful and a fully coordinated bus service for the people of Donegal.
How far away from a meaningful bus service do you think we are currently?
Well, there's already been a survey done last year by CIT, in 2015, published by them, where there's a number of recommendations, and I think that's a starter. And we can sit down and see what come out of their survey, see the recommendations that they're suggesting, and then sit down with the private operators of Bus Éireann Council, and indeed the Department of Transport, and see how we can further those recommendations and put in place an effective and a very cost-effective public transport system for Donegal.
The lack of transport affects all generations, but say, for instance, young people trying to get into the workplace, priced off the roads through motor insurance, etc., probably sitting at home because they simply can't get to work.
Yeah, and you're right, it affects everybody, but young people in particular. And we have, as we all know, Letterkenny is probably the centre for job creation and job opportunities in the county. But you try and get a bus from Gidore or from Cairn Donna to get you in to start work at 8 a.m. in the morning and get you home after you finish at 5 p.m. Or if you have a 4 p.m. To 12 p.m. Nighttime shift, you know, it's just not there anymore. And young people then are faced with the rising cost of insurance, 3,000 plus, the cost of buying a car, and then diesel and petrol costs. So by the time they get their wages and pay for all that there, it's not doing them any good, and it's not benefiting them. So I think if we have in place, as I say, that coordinated, cost-effective transport system for Donegal, I think we're going to give everybody in Donegal an equal opportunity access to the many opportunities that are currently on offer in Donegal.